in August of 2006. Only in that circumstance, under the explicit language of 4C, are we entitled to seek damages. Nowhere does this section tell you how you calculate the damages or what the measure of the damages is. For that, you go to the section of the statute which is entitled, interestingly enough, damages. There's nothing in 284 that says it doesn't apply to a particular section of 271 or that it does apply only to a particular section of 271. It just says damages. And upon finding for the claimant, the court shall award the claimant damages adequate to compensate for the infringement, comma, but in no event less than a reasonable royalty for the use made of the invention by the infringer, comma, when I was an English teacher, we called an appositive phrase. And then it picks up with the rest of the affirmative sentence.
You were actually an English teacher?
I was, yes, Your Honor. Many years ago, before you were born, but I was an English teacher many, many years ago. Together with interest and cost, in the South Bronx, by the way, New York. Together with interest.
Wait a minute, that sheds a whole new light on it. They don't speak English.
Well, Your Honor, I was born in the Bronx, and I learned speaking.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have guessed, but anyway.
Together with interest and costs as fixed by the court. So my point, Your Honor, is very simple. The statutory scheme here, the statutory structure, is pretty straightforward. You look to 271 to determine what is an infringement. You look to 271 to tell you what remedies you are entitled to in the particular instance of an infringement under Section 2. Our case is covered explicitly there. It's an ANDA. And it falls under the subsection C3, which says, and in a case involving an ANDA, where there's been commercial activity in the marketplace, and only in that case, you're entitled to damages. How do you know what the measure of damages is? You go to the section of the statute that's called damages, which is not limited in any way, shape, or form as to its applicability with respect to other sections of the statute, and it tells you quite clearly in simple English, even in Bronx English, that it's to make the claimant, give the claimant damages adequate to compensate for the infringement together with interest and costs. And I would